Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Pascal Mayus and twin sisters Emmanuel and Pastel LeBlanc, the group known as Vishten, have visited the Lake Effect Performance Studio in the past. They hail from Canada's Île de la Madeleine, or Magdalen Islands, and Prince Edward Island, respectively.
Their background and their music draws on the remarkable cross-current of the traditional musics of the British Isles, France, and French Canada, the region known as Acadia. Vishten was back in Milwaukee earlier this summer as part of the tour for their new album Terre Rouge, and we're hearing them play the title track.
Allons danser, mon chéri, laissons aller nos ennuis, allons danser, ma jolie, allons danser, ma jolie.
Terre Rouge, performed by Vishten, Lake Effect's performance studio. Bienvenue.
Merci beaucoup.
Oh, merci. It's so wonderful to see you all again.
So great to be here.
Yeah, so you have been together now 10 years, is that right?
It's even more like 15, it's
More like 15, actually.
It's been since about 2000, 2001, so it's been a long time.
And how do you find it now, 15 years into doing this, how do you find the world of folk music and roots music? Are people even more interested than they were when you first started?
I think so. I mean, it's really cool these days. There's lots of venues, festivals, and even more bands playing folk music. So I find like it's an exciting time at the moment for being a folk musician. We get to meet a lot of like-minded people on the road, and people still seem to be very interested in discovering different styles of folk music. So it's good.
And where you are all from, Prince Edward Island and the Magdalen Islands, it's such a melting pot and mix of styles to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So many different, you know, influences came to play there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're all French Acadians, so we do have a certain style that we perform. And the areas where we're from is definitely influenced from Scotland and Ireland and everything that kind of came onto the island. More so these days with all of the radio and the YouTube and the access to a lot more music than we had. So we're seeing it evolve from what it was. In a good way, I think.
How's it changing?
It's changing, I think, in the way of instrumentation. Like, I think people before would play more fiddle and guitar and piano. People are starting to pick up different instruments from mm-hmm. listening to other bands, like the whistle, or if it's the banjo is a really hot instrument these days, or the ukulele. I think mainly due to the fact that we do have access to all this music, and also that the type of tunes people are writing these days. For example, on the island, we don't really play crooked tunes, so we play tunes in a 4/4 meter. But with everything that we're listening to, people are starting to write crooked tunes, which is kind of interesting.
And when you say crooked, what do you mean?
We mean like adding a bar of music. So let's say it's in a 4/4 rhythm bass. A crooked tune might add on an extra 2 beats to a measure, which makes it crooked, mm-hmm. which is something that's done a lot in certain traditions. Like in Quebec, it's a very popular way of composing. And yeah, it's just coming out more and more.
With the Acadian style, since that's where you all basically were rooted in, and that's what you grew up listening to, how does that differ from, say, the Scots and the Irish traditions that were not too far away on Cape Breton Island and the other parts of Nova Scotia? What's the musical difference?
I think it's in the way that people probably syncopate is probably the way that you can more see that there is a difference, a syncopation in the notes and also the bowing style. If you listen to a Scottish player, there will be a very distinct style. Let's say in Cape Breton, if they play a tune there that's very Scottish, they have a certain way of playing it twice around, and then you switch to another tune. We'll probably stretch out the tune to 3 or 4 times, and in the second or third, add more syncopation. We'll put some foot percussion in there and might change a few notes. And for us, that's okay. Like people, they improvise a little bit more or they switch around. As in other traditions, it's more stricter, you know,
okay.
to play the tune exactly like it was played before. So that's one of the differences. We sing in French as well. So we often have a song and then accompanied by a little piece of music. So there's more of that in our tradition as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the foot percussion is almost like a clogging kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Clogging, yeah, clogging, sitting down.
Is that a particularly French-Canadian thing?
Seems to be.
Yeah.
That's where we see it most. And we listen to old recordings, and almost everybody accompanies themselves with the feet. And we hear people in rocking chairs also trying to tap their feet, which is really cool. But it was just a really good way to accompany yourself and get more rhythm in, especially if you were doing a dance.
Right.
You were saying the other day, which I found interesting, that whole dances could be sung just by doing tulut, like mouth music.
And if
there was no fiddle around. So I think they would use the feet as well just to create some more rhythm to help with that.
Well, one of the things that's also happening in change is people are writing new things. And that tune we just heard is one of yours, mm-hmm. right? It's a new tune. It's mm-hmm. off the new album, Terre Rouge. Is this album all new tunes or is it a mix?
It's a mix. It's we compose a lot because this winter we have time to compose, but we have a couple of friends compose tune for us in that album too, maybe two, I think. And the rest, it's trad and composition by us.
So when you're composing, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to stay within a particular sound, or are you just whatever comes to you?
This exercise, I think it was whatever came to us. We didn't want to put any pressure on ourselves to do anything that was... You know, we just wanted to let the music out. I know for myself, it was really that exercise to just let whatever came out come out, and knowing that there will be some influences from whatever we've been hearing. So, you know, it's probably different styles of tunes. The song that we wrote, Terre Rouge, together was our first real composition with words and music. So that was kind of fun for us, too. It was something we'd never really done too much before. So, yeah, I think it's a process. And, I mean, we are within the style, of course, when we're composing tunes. We want it to be lively and danceable and whatever. But it's important also to just let it out.
So how was it? I didn't realize this was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all these years, and this is the first one you've tried to do.
Yeah.
Was it scary to, you know, to kind of say, well, we're going to really do this?
Well, it took longer than, you know, we were thinking about it, and we're like, it kind of came naturally, I think, after a while. Mm-hmm. It kind of, we were like, well, we had this song in our heads for a long time, this kind of storyline of we wanted it to be this couple that... the party, the stars, the red dirt. But, you know, when you've never done it before, you're kind of, you know, experimenting.
Well, let's hear something else. And this is also from the new album. And tell me about it's Sarrazine.
Well, we mentioned crooked tunes earlier, right? And on the island, I guess we've gotten more of the Irish and Scottish influence, where tunes are really straight and then we're always played straight for dancers. But we have a friend that lives in northern New Brunswick, and he's doing a load of collecting old tunes and things like that. And he's found a bunch of crooked tunes. And
that are from
Acadia,
yeah.
That are from that area of New Brunswick. So Sarrazine is three of these tunes.
Thank you.
three crooked tunes, Sarrazin performed by Vishten in Lake Effects Performance Studio. I hear what you mean about the extra. Yeah. It's almost syncopated.
Yeah.
You never lose the beat. You can still dance to it, but there's
But there's a shift.
There's
somewhere
a shift
where you're not really at the same place.
Right. Yeah, and you find yourself. Wait a minute. I'm still on the beat, but I'm not.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. And for a dancer, we played that set a few weeks ago, or we had two different sets, and we had to get a dancer to dance on one of them. We said, you probably don't want to dance on this one because you're used to doing a certain amount of, like, you know, straight stuff.
So putting this album together, how long did it take? And, you know, what was the idea behind it?
We work on that. It's been 3 years when we launched the Mosaic one. So, you know, we're thinking about, okay, this winter we're going to take 4 months off to just create new stuff. And we just do a residence, each of us. So we just work on our own stuff. And after that, we put that together and just create. And we just decide to make an album this last spring because we have a lot of stuff to, you know, it's great to have new stuff and go on tour with that new stuff also. And so it's been really cool to work on it. And, you know, it's hard to explain when, you know, okay, next year we're going to do an album. We think about that, but that's just coming before Christmas and we just decide, okay, that's it. We're going to do another one. But yeah, it's cool to just put all our stuff together and just be in the studio and work on it and just, this is it, you know?
Well, it's a great album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it
thanks.
Really is. It's a joy to listen to.
Thank you.
And you've got 15 years worth of music. When you go on tour, obviously you want people to hear the new album. Mm-hmm. Do you go back to old stuff, or is it mm-hmm. to the point now where you think, I just don't want to, I don't want to hear that or play that anymore?
A couple. But we still put a few of them in the show, just because we know people are used to hearing them and they might have heard the song before, they might be able to sing with it. So I think, yeah, two or three very old ones that we'll still put in the show. And some of them we'll just put in a box and put away for a while.
Yeah. Do they ever recycle? Do they come back?
Sometimes. Actually. Yeah. Like Marie et moi, we didn't do for a long time, and then we just brought it back just because, you know, you had your time to sit there and just hang out, and now we can play it refreshed.
Yeah. And when you bring something back like that, do you rethink the arrangement of it? Do you try to approach it like a new song?
Sometimes we do, yeah. We try to bring a little extra something and some different chords or whatever. And some of them we just pretty much leave as they were because they were, you know, good the way they were.
Right.
We're okay with that.
It's one of the things I find really interesting when I talk to musicians, particularly musicians who have a big back catalog, like you guys do. It's like, how do you keep it fresh? And yes, playing the new things keeps it fresh. But then, like you said, Pastel, there are, you know, audience members who've been listening to you for 15 years and they want to hear some of that old stuff. And so how do you as musicians keep it good for you as well as for the audience? You know?
I mean, for us, it's really important to evolve and reinvent ourselves so that we keep getting motivated in our shows and that we feel that we're doing something, you know, new. So I think it's just switching it up a little bit and putting a little bit of the old stuff and a lot of the new stuff. And tweaking the old stuff. You know, because we have to enjoy playing it, even though we're sick of playing it.
Right. Well, I am so thrilled that you were able to fit us in on this tour. It's so great to see all three of you again.
For sure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So what are you going to play us out with?
I guess Mami.
Mami, yeah. Okay. So we met this Acadian singer a few years ago. We'd seen her name in the archives a bunch of times. And we're kind of hoping to meet her one day. And she showed up at a jam a few years ago. We got to chat with her, meet her. And her friend gave us a recording that she'd done back in the 70s. And we didn't have a record player at the time. And so we went to buy one and we listened to this beautiful album of her and just a guitar player singing a bunch of Acadian songs. And so it inspired this next song, which is called Mamie Tant Blanche. It's a love story. And it's obviously a very old story because in the song, the couple goes to see the guy's father to tell them about their union. And he takes out his sword and kills the The lovely lady right in front of him, and then tries to convince his son that she's still alive and okay. So that's about it. It's a lovely Acadian love song.
Well, and it's Vishten in Lake Effect's performance studio. Again, merci beaucoup.
Merci.
J'avais une tant jolie fille qu'il y avait dedans ces lieux. Chaque fois que je la regarde, mon cœur s'élève jusqu'aux cieux. Je l'ai faite habiller.
Vishten is Pascal Mius and sisters Emmanuel and Pastel Leblanc. The band's new album is called Terre Rouge, and you can hear all three songs that they played for us at WUWM.com.
Papier.